Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebe.
Let's go. Let's get it on. Oh, Peters.
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rebe are exchanging punches.
Now, The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Oh, The Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Yes.
We have a visitor. Darren Dreger's here. That's the new sound for Dregs when he comes on the show. We have a dog barking. That's what we're doing here. So, no, I'm just joking. That's in my backdrop here, Dregs. Good morning, Dregs. Busy day for everybody. Lots of buzz, lots of hype. And Marty, I think, wants to say something to you guys about the expansion draft leaks.
No, I'll send Dregs, number one. Great job on Wednesday, like kind of figuring out who the picks were. I loved it. And for those, and I don't know, maybe you don't feel the same. For those that were upset that all these things were leaked, I compare it to like trying to find out the gender of a baby, right? Like the excitement for me was to get up in the morning and go to Twitter and see Dregs breaking down. This is the pick from this team, from that. Like I knew I wasn't going to wait until 8 o'clock to find out. So I was excited for that. People that were not are the people that they don't want to find out the sex of the baby. They want to find out at birth, right? So I was excited for you to come out and do your job. Great job, by the way.
Well, that's a bit of an extreme comparison, the gender reveal. I get it. Look, there's no sense pointing fingers at anybody, but when you've got a 10 a.m. Eastern submission deadline for the Seattle Kraken to put in their list, what do you think is going to happen when the show, which is the draft show, isn't until 8 p.m.? What, in 10 hours, are we supposed to sit there quietly and do nothing? I mean, there's all sorts of ways that you could, you know, gather this information. Most of the agents would have been alerted. I think just out of respect, Ron Francis would call the general managers and say, look, we're taking your guy. I mean, those are the things that happen. So it was too bad. I tried to play nice. And I, you know, there were probably two or three, maybe four that I didn't put out there only because the agent or the manager said, do me a favor. Don't put it out there. But again, it was unfortunate, but so predictable. Should have been a live show with a live reveal. You know, the yes. players that knew who were in attendance. Okay, maybe the identity of those players gets out because you've got them on site. But yeah. largely, it could have been handled live. So I guess that's on the national.
Do you believe Tanev when he says on TV, I did not tell my brother that I was coming to Seattle? And I, like, come on, he told his brother. The Fleury brothers knew they were both being picked. Like, yeah. these guys knew, right? They're lying to us, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to call Brandon Tanev a liar. I guess you are. it seems like a bit of a stretch. At least the Fleury brothers talked about how their mom, they thought she was crying on the phone when they told her that they were both going to Seattle. Now, did he give a timeline? Like, you know, when he got the call, I don't know. I still enjoyed the show, even though I knew, we all knew, if you're following on social media, who was being claimed by the Seattle Kraken. I still liked just the energy of it. And that had more to do with, you know, some of the other pro athletes that they had there. McLemore, who I didn't even really know, to be fair. He was kind of interesting. Some of the production content and quality was interesting. But, you know, look, it's a spectacle day for the National Hockey League. So, you know, guys like us shooting fish in a barrel because we're going to watch anyway. But hopefully there's not a lesson that has to be learned in this, because that means that there's going to be another expansion team, another expansion draft. And I don't think the talent pool of the National Hockey League can sustain or support that.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us here as he always does Fridays at 11. TSN Hockey Insider. It is NHL draft day. Draft tonight, ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. Dregs, we know the Sabres picking number one overall. Is there any reason to think that they might acquire another first-round pick in any deal for Rasmus, Sam, or Jack? I'll just kind of throw it at
you. Yeah, I think there is reason to believe that. I mean, the clock is ticking now quite literally on the Buffalo Sabres. There's no doubt that Kevin Adams most definitely wants to bolster what he already has in that first round. And there's enough interest starting with Rasmus Ristolainen that he can get an additional first-round pick. It's how creative does Kevin Adams want to be? You know, does he want to acquire a secondary pick? Maybe it's a second round pick and not this year, next year. I think it might be real difficult for an NHL team to give their first and their second in this year's draft. So how creative is Kevin willing to be, or flexible is more to the point? Or does he have to have a young NHL player as part of that package? I know that the ask on Ristolainen has been a first plus, either a top prospect, preferably a defenseman, or again, secondary picks. There's enough interest, man. I mean, Winnipeg would love Ristolainen. Montreal would like Ristolainen. The Edmonton Oilers have kicked tires. I believe the Vancouver Canucks have some interest. Vancouver, I know, is willing to listen on ninth overall. So is there a way to connect that?
Or Ristolainen?
Well, I don't know that. That's what I'm saying. You know, does Jim Benning need more than Rasmus Ristolainen for the ninth overall? And, you know, is there a way to make a bigger package if, in fact, it's Buffalo and Vancouver? I'm sure that they've talked, but I'm not suggesting here for a second that that's what it's been isolated back to. But I guess what I'm saying to you guys is I think it would be a pretty big mess for Kevin Adams if he didn't find a way to get additional first-round draft picks with the clock ticking now. I mean, you know, you're trying to rebuild your foundation here. And yes, of course, you're going to get playing assets, but the messaging that I've gotten back from the clubs that have expressed some interest in those players, and let's go to Jack Eichel now, is that Buffalo needs futures to be a big part of that trade, right? So is there a better place to start than in the first round of the draft, be it this year, tonight, or next year? Probably not. So, Kevin Adams is probably on speed dial right now.
I don't even know where to go with this. You know, in the likelihood of all these three players that we've talked about literally for the last number of months, what is the closest deal that you feel to be getting done? Risto, Reinhardt, or the Eichel trade? It seems like the stuff that we're reading on Eichel, things are really starting to heat up. Minnesota, the Rangers, you know, obviously there's been a ton of interest in Sam Reinhardt and now obviously Ristolainen. Which one of these deals you feel that will get done first?
Yeah, probably Ristolainen. But as much interest, Rivs, as you say there is in Reinhardt, and I believe that to be true, by the way, that one has been more quiet. And when it's more quiet and more under the radar, then that sometimes can mean that there's more going on and it's more serious. And because of that, you know, Buffalo and the primary team target are being real careful, not dispensing that information. They don't want it to turn into a circus. So I've got time for that theory. But based on everything I said about Ristolainen, the appetite that I know that certain teams have, like, again, I'm going to go back to Winnipeg. You look at that Winnipeg Jets blue line, they've got to do something. Right? They have to. They have no choice They dodged a bit of a bullet in getting DeMello back. You know, he wasn't claimed by the Seattle Kraken, but they're small on that back end, and they're not getting bigger. So they, if it's not Ristolainen, I speculated a bit on Brendan Dillon from the Washington Capitals last night. Maybe there's a fit there. Then you look at unrestricted free agency with David Savard coming off his Stanley Cup winner. So there are some other pieces, but there's enough buzz around Risto that it feels like, you know, he's probably the first guy out. And as far as Jack is concerned, you know, this is a tough market to nail down. Good New York Rangers source yesterday thought that there was a slim chance that it was going to work with the Rangers. That's not to say that it's not going to be the New York Rangers, but again, that's where the process was yesterday, and all that can change very swiftly with a phone call. But if you're looking at a four-piece package from the New York Rangers, I mean, I had a package thrown at me that included like Lundqvist or Schneider, Kravtsov, Cheadle, who am I missing, and a first-round pick. I mean, there's four elements, and I threw that by the Rangers, and you know, they basically laughed as if that's too much. Well, is it? I mean, it might be from New York standpoint, obviously, but is it too much from Buffalo's standpoint to ask for that? Minnesota Wild was told last night, nothing new there. Again, can change with a simple phone call. Other pieces. Is Anaheim still interested? I think the Anaheim Ducks are still somewhat interested. I believe there's a team out there that is going to surprise somebody. All of us, in fact. And I've got a suspicion, but I'm not going to disclose it because I don't want to be that guy that speculates on something that I haven't verified. But if it is this team that is going to step to the forefront, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised. But that's a big if, right?
For Jack, you're saying?
Yeah, on Jack. Yeah.
Dregs,
yeah.
I think
you... What east or west?
East.
East.
Mm-hmm.
They better pay then if he's in the east, if they're in the east.
Well, here's my point too, Dregs. Like you mentioned Schneider or Lundqvist and Kravtsov and a first, and I think that's a bad return for Jack Eichel. And the Rangers are laughing. Philip Hedl, but still
four pieces.
I mean, I'm like, you need better than that. Rives is talking about Keandre Miller. I would think the Rangers are going to say no, but still, like, it's Jack Eichel we're talking about. Larry Brooks is tweeted this morning saying that the asking is still fantastical. Like, I mean, you know, the Sabres want big. Are we to think that in the end, the Sabres, if they trade Jack Eichel, would settle for something, or are they swinging for the big home run derby here?
Well... yeah, I mean, they're looking for the grand slam. But by settling, Marty, I think settling is on a good deal for both teams. And I'm reminded now, you know, when I think of Patrick Laine is not Jack Eichel. You know, Jack Eichel is all around better. As long as he's healthy, he's all around better. Centers are always coveted, especially top centers, obviously. So it's different. But, you know, you look at those trades and those big pieces when you're moving out those deals, it's hard to get the return that you think organizationally you need. So you don't think that New York Ranger package is even close to what Buffalo would need. Well, the Rangers are likely looking at it and going, that's way too much. We're not paying that. We're not paying that. So
what you're saying to me, Dregs, is that Columbus is going to step up and make an offer. Three first-round picks.
Yeah, Columbus isn't the team I was talking about because that's okay. Columbus would be of no surprise to anybody, right? It was more of a surprise.
When Philly is going to step up and make an offer for Jack Eichel.
Philadelphia needs help on defense, but when you look at the cap space that
Tampa Bay is going to step up and make an offer involving Cirelli and who else?
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm not going to.
I like where you're going with this, Petey, because we are working him down.
Yeah.
Down to 12 teams right now.
I want to go back to Risto, though. Does Risto in that number 20 pick at Edmonton make sense after the Adam Larson situation the other day?
I mean, is the 20 pick enough, or you'd need more, wouldn't you? Something else? Maybe a little bit more of a sweetener for Risto?
I was, you said a first, and you said to win, you went to Winnipeg, and I was looking, I'm wondering Edmonton too, whatever the fluffer is on the side is
Vancouver. Maybe you're having that conversation because they're in the top 10, but you know, maybe if you're the Vancouver Canucks, maybe Risto, maybe you need something other than Risto for the ninth pick overall. I don't know. That's up to the brain trust of the Vancouver Canucks. That's the speculation that we're dealing with today. But look, Ristolainen isn't the only defenseman available either, right? So, and you do have to be mindful. What's he got? A year left on his contract, right? So, then you're looking at that afterwards. So there's more to it.
Where are the Sabres after today if Jack Eichel's not traded, in your opinion?
Then you're inching closer to potential reality of Jack Eichel having to come back to the Buffalo Sabres. Now, not taking advantage of this draft isn't a significant miss, but I feel my opinion is it is a miss because you're here. You know, you have the first round in front of you. You've got rounds 2 through 7 in front of you. Why wouldn't you try and take advantage of it unless you believe that the 2022 draft class is better and there's a better pick that could be available? I don't know. Or you're now shifting focus to a collection of young players that are either in the NHL or are NHL ready. So it doesn't slam the door. It's not a complete wipeout by Kevin Adams if they don't get it done. You guys are around that team far more often than I do. I feel like I don't think Buffalo needs the distraction and everything that goes into Jack Eichel coming back into camp, because unless the Sabres change their position, right, it's not likely Jack Eichel is having the surgery he wants to have as a member of the Buffalo Sabres. So is he going to be ready for training camp? Well, if he says he's not ready.
What's his health status now? Some people are saying he's skating. His agent, Peter Fish, said Jack's feeling great. Has it gotten much better and nobody's talked about it in the last 4 weeks?
No, not really. I mean, you're right. I don't know that it's gotten better other than the very short quote that we saw from Peter Fish saying that Jack is feeling fine. I mean, if he's feeling as well as Peter Fish is saying, and I'm assuming he is, then he's got to be training. And that bodes well for a healthier Jack Eichel. But I still feel strongly that when you get to this place, you know, are the deals really going to get that much better, you know, between now and the trade deadline? And I'm not so sure of that. Maybe they get better after free agency because, you know, teams that might be in the market for a specific piece, you're not getting Jack Eichel in free agency, but, you know, you don't get what you're looking for up front. And now you're starting to worry a little bit and you find a way. But I still believe that it's more likely Eichel gets dealt this weekend.
Well, so what you're saying, Drags, is that Montreal is going to step up and do something. And you know what really bothers me right now, Drags, is that you said East, but I actually feel like it's the West. That's
I wouldn't blame you or lie to you like that. I would not. I would never lie to you. No.
Well, we're relying on you for the information. So, I mean, it's fun to speculate, but it is Montreal you're saying?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you did.
Did not say that, but I didn't say that.
Craig, who do you think it is? our in-house GM. I kind of feel like I don't know. It's fun to speculate, though.
Montreal.
We're going to say all the names.
His eyebrow went up.
Isn't that your team, Revs?
My team? Yeah. That's my son's team. That's my son's team.
And, you said we.
We.
Yeah. We. That's we when we were about to win the Stanley Cup. Now they didn't.
We were going to make a play for
them. Now they didn't. No. Okay. New Jersey.
for PK Subban straight up.
Well, he would have to, I guarantee that would be the money coming back.
Well, it would have to be.
Yeah.
But all kidding aside, and I know we're having fun with this, I checked with the New Jersey Devils the other day because there's always a PK Subban rumor floating out there. And the response I got, with all due respect to PK, was he hasn't had a single call. So.
I think he's getting more calls from ESPN to be able to revive the expansion draft and meet the draft tonight. So
insider now, so he's leaking all his own information. you know, hey, it's PK. PK wants out of Jersey. We're talking with Darren Dreger right now, TSN Hockey Insider. So I don't know, Dregs, it just sounds to me like we know you know a lot, and it just sounds to me like you feel like this is really the weekend where
I do. I do, but there's obviously no guarantees.
Like weekend or the next like 7 hours.
Well, I preferably the next 7 hours for obvious reasons, but you know, it's weird. Number one, teams don't like moving top 10 draft picks. They just don't, right? For again, for the obvious reasons, you know, you're drafting what should be a real important NHL piece for you in the future. But then beyond that, there's a bit more flexibility. I've covered a ton of drafts. I've been on that floor. I've watched general managers huddle, all of that stuff. There aren't too many blockbusters, big deals, you know, on the day of the first round because of everything that I've just said. There's more action, it seems, on day two. But Jack is a special piece, right? So I feel like, again, to repeat myself, that the environment is healthy enough for there to be a big deal like this. But I can't guarantee it. Just if it doesn't happen this weekend, then everybody goes back to the drawing board and you take your best guess as to when it might happen again, aside from him having to come back and play in Buffalo, which I don't think is first choice for anyone.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out who the team in the East is. No, Drake's great stuff, man. I mean, what else is going to happen? What other rumors are going on around the league that you're hearing?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I mean, you've got the ongoing Zach Hyman saga, right, between Toronto and the Edmonton Oilers. Not entirely bizarre, but, you know, I mean, the player was in Edmonton on Wednesday, wined and dined by Oilers brass, toured the city, all of those things on the permission of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Edmonton's going to pay him 8 years if they can convince Toronto into compensation, and the Leafs would have to sign him and trade him. But that one's is noteworthy to follow, just because in a pandemic, we're not seeing those types of deals as unrestricted free agents. So if Zach Hyman gets 7-8 years, man, at north of $5 million, that's a pretty big windfall, especially if he's going from, you know, the talent of the Toronto Maple Leafs to McDavid and Dreisaitl and Nugent Hopkins and Darnell Nurse in Edmonton. I mean, talk about landing in a fortunate spot.
What about Gabriel Landeskog? Is there movement there in Colorado? Because I think he'd be one of the top free agents possibly next Wednesday on the board.
Yeah, I would think so, Marty. But, you know, again, because of the flat cap, is Landeskog likely going to get what he thinks that he deserves or that he's earned as a free agent? And I'm with you. The term might be way shorter than he's hoping for. The money is going to be less. I mean, we've already seen that, done that last year with real quality free agent players.
And his asking price is around $8-9 million?
Reportedly. Yeah.
And what is Colorado at, around $5-6 million?
Yeah, nowhere near what he's asking. And look, you know, Cale Makar hasn't been extended yet. And they're having positive conversation with the agents there, the Bartletts. But there's a gap, obviously, with Cale Makar. You really want to mess around with that? Like, every general manager that has cap space is looking at what's going on in Colorado. If Sakic shows his hand and gives Landeskog more money than he can, then people are looking at the bottom line of the Avalanche and going, okay, you know that offer sheet idea? Let's play that card and run
with it. Cale Makar.
So that's why Sakic is hardlining. And based on a message that I got yesterday, the temperature is going up between the Landeskog side and the Avalanche side. There's a pretty high level of frustration that the Avalanche haven't tried to invest more in their captain.
Are you part-time psychologist? Like, when they call you, do you just, you nod and, you know, because they want to vent to you? Is that how that works?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, and sometimes you get, well, what are you hearing? You know, what do you think this team is going to do? Or On occasion, I'll get calls wondering about players, and they don't give a rat's you know what about my hockey opinion of the player. They can assess that for themselves. They're worried that they're not going to get some sort of shady character. So, can I get any dirt on this guy? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Like, and look, when you guys played, it was way easier to dig up the dirt, right? Because you all had skeletons in your closet. Nowadays, these kids are so clean that there's basically nothing.
You know what my problem was, Dregs?
What's that?
I had a lot of closets.
Yeah. But that made it easier for guys like me to find.
Yeah, there are a lot of closets to open. Instigators, before we go, I just want everyone to know, Darren Dreger mentioned, he said he expects a team from the East could step up big time, and I just don't know why. And Craig and I have poked at him, Marty's poked at him, we've gone through almost all the teams. I just don't know why he's afraid to say that the Islanders are going to step up and make it.
Well, according to reports, the Islanders are going to step up on Parise and Ryan Suter, right? I think I read that speculation.
Are Parise and Ryan Suter, like, did they sign a friend contract saying we go where each other goes all the time?
No, I don't think so. I'd be surprised if Lou did that. Not really. I think Ryan Suter, I heard Ryan Suter wants a four-year deal. Dallas makes a lot of sense. Boston would love him, but doesn't sound like Ryan Suter is in love with going to Boston. So he's going to have some options as an experienced D-man.
And you're right. It is the Florida Panthers that are going to make an offer on Jack. Thanks for your time today, Dregs. We appreciate it as always.
All right.
Enjoy the draft tonight and hopefully some fireworks for you guys to obviously break the news early and spoil it for everybody.
Yeah, you know what? If there is going to be fireworks, it's normally mid to late afternoon, because by the time, again, in a healthier world, the general managers assemble and get ready for round one, the ship has kind of sailed and they're dialed in on what they're doing in the top 10 picks.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Dregs. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Be well. Have a good
All weekend. Right, you as well. And that's Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. You can find him at Darren Dreger on Twitter. If you don't already, you might want to, as the day is going to heat up, as he thinks. So stick around. More Instigators to come. Marty, are we doing Dis or Dat?
Yeah, sure. I got some.
Let's do it. Dis or Dat coming up next.
WGR Sports Radio 550. All sports, all the time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to The Instigators. It's time for This or That. We may have to go back to the old design or whatever. The hair is growing right now, so I don't have the bald head anymore. But a couple of quick mentions before we go into This or That here. Tonight's tickets for the reduced capacity draft party have all been distributed and it is sold out. So unfortunately, if you don't have a ticket, you cannot attend the draft party at the Seneca Sports Lounge at the KeyBank Center. So, but if you have a ticket, me, PD, Rob Ray, Danny Gare, Brian Duff, and other fans and sponsors will be there tonight. That will be a lot of fun. And second mention, we want to congratulate Maddie Glab for her engagement yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it on Instagram, but she got engaged. She's on vacation down south, and she said yes. So very happy and fun for her. And congratulations to our very own Maddie Glab. On, as we show you guys here, some pictures on MSG. So that's from our Instagram. So I love that. I love a destination wedding or a destination engagement. So that's awesome. I saw her last week at the golf event in Rochester. She was crushing the driver. And now she's going to have to adjust her swing because she's going to have a big old ring on that finger. She's going to have to, you know, kind of tweak things around a little bit. So anyway, time for This or That. Where do you guys want to start? I guess we'll start with... let's start with the Olympics, because the Olympic ceremonies were happening live in Tokyo, Japan this morning, early morning. You'll be able to watch them on NBC tonight here in the U.S. But there's a couple of sports that it seems like whenever they're on, I want to watch, and I want to watch all of it. Swimming and gymnastics. So which one do you guys, if they were both on at the same time, which one would you turn on? Swimming or gymnastics? This or That? Ribs, we'll start with you.
100% gymnastics. Okay. I just think men and women's gymnastic is incredible to watch. The strength that they have and what they do. My youngest daughter right now, loves gymnastics, and she's flipping around the house constantly. But yeah, I would definitely say gymnastics. Great.
Pity,
great.
What do you got? Swimming? Yeah, or gymnastics?
I gotta go with gymnastics. There's more action. So I don't know. For the same reasons Craig says too. And you know what? Look, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes you just, it's good to see someone fall over and lose some points, and you see some Olympic dreams just crushed right there on the spot.
That doesn't happen in swimming. Like, there's nobody sinking.
No, it's like you just either finish, you know, you're not going to crash into the thing that's like dividing the lane. I like to see the disappointment as much as I love to see the, great story. So
yeah, you're about
the Olympics are about everything. The Olympics aren't just about all happy endings. It's like some of the, you know, like one of the most memorable Olympic moments for me was, can't remember her name, but when she sprained her ankle or whatever, and she runs and does the flip off the vault and next thing off the horse, next thing you know, she lands it with the, I can't remember her name. Yeah. Anyway. Gymnastics.
That was the Atlanta 96 Olympics, I believe. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, Simone Biles is going to be a pretty big story this year again. I do love gymnastics, but even last night I'm watching rowing, the rowing events that are going on, or I'm watching softball. I love the Summer Olympics. Different this year, but it's still going to be great. Okay, let's go to the expansion draft that you guys watched on Wednesday night. We got to see the Seattle Kraken home and away jerseys. So This or That, which one did you like best? The home dark Seattle Kraken jersey or the away white jerseys? I'm assuming you saw them. We'll put them here on the screen on MSG for you guys.
Gladly, Chris Drieger and Brendan Tanev were modeling them. So, Petey, we'll go with you. You like the dark or the white?
This the home whites.
No, that's not an option. It's home dark or away whites. I know you like the home whites, but which one?
Fine,
you like
the whites. The white.
Is the logo bigger on the on logo's the whites?
Enormous.
Yes.
The logo is like,
it's absolutely sick. These jerseys are unreal. I think they've done a fantastic job. I love the colors. I love both jerseys.
I love the logo.
And I love the dark.
Awesome. I hate the name.
Okay. So,
but it is what it is. It's, you know, it's cracking.
Petey, you love the white. Rivs, you said you love the dark.
I absolutely love both colors. I love the white.
One.
Love the dark. I can't pick one. I'll go with the dark.
Okay.
But let me tell you, they're awesome. They're awesome. And I know, I just want a little side note, Marty, just probably about 10 seconds. Petey did not like the expansion draft last night. And I'm going to tell you this, or the other night. And I'm going to tell you this. I thought it was great. I knew the players that were going to be drafted. I loved seeing the scenery and the boats in the background.
You must have a resume sitting on someone at ESPN's desk then.
Yeah.
If you think that was great.
It was like,
you should probably tweet that out so they at least have one supporter.
I thought it was hard. I thought it was tough to watch. I feel bad. Like, listen, I like Dominic Moore did a great job with NBCSN. He was there. I just felt like they did not produce it well, but that's just the way I look at it. So anyway, let's move on. Vladimir Tarasenko was not selected by the Seattle Kraken. I had him as my selection from the St. Louis Blues. Rivs, I think you had him as your selection. PD, I don't remember. So is Tarasenko a Blues or anywhere else in the National Hockey League next season? This or that? Kind of like Jack Eichel. Is Tarasenko going to stay with the Blues or will he play for some other team this year? Rivs, you go first.
100% he's gone.
100%.
He needs a change. Vladimir Tarasenko is an elite player, an elite goal scorer in the National Hockey League. He's been that for a number of years. But right now, I just think he needs a change. I think he's had some, reading up on what happened with his medical stuff and all that kind of. I just think that he needs a change from St. Louis. I think he's going to push for that, and he's going to be playing for another team next year.
Okay, Petey, this or that, Tarasenko a Blues or anywhere else in the National Hockey League next year?
I don't think he necessarily leaves, but there's been a lot of talk about it, so I'll say he's gone.
Okay. What do you expect out of Tarasenko quickly? Is he a 60-point guy? Will he score 25 goals? Do you think he's going to drop off the shoulder surgery?
Doesn't matter to me. He won't be a Sabre.
Okay. Okay.
Well, in my opinion. That's my opinion. But
fair enough. Alex Nedeljkovic got traded. We talked about it. Got traded from Carolina to Detroit. Carolina gets a third-round pick and the rights to Jonathan Bernier. I would think that's an easy this or that. Who won the trade? Better trade for the Wings or for the Canes? This or that? PD, go first.
Red Wings. Better trade for the Red Wings. And Steve Yzerman's response to the question of why do you think Carolina was comfortable with the deal? And he said, you'll have to ask them why they were comfortable with the deal.
Yeah. Rivs, better trade for Detroit or for Carolina? This or that?
Listen, I don't know much about this goaltender. I asked a media mogul, a couple months back about this young kid. This media mogul told me that he really likes this kid in Carolina. He's going to be the number one goaltender moving forward. I am shocked right now that Carolina decided to move this player. Not only did they move the player, they moved him for a third round draft pick. This is a goaltender that's going to be your number one on your team. This is absolutely mind-boggling. But guess what? I don't know what Stevie Yzerman does over there. Pulling the wool over your eyes. What is going on? He just grabs this kid, and all of a sudden, now he's got a number one goaltender, signs him to a two-year deal, and boom, shakalaka. He's off to the races. I just don't get it.
I don't get it whatsoever.
Okay. Well, I don't get it either. And I'm the one that have been pumping Nedeljkovic's tires for a little bit now. And I think he's going to be really good in Detroit. And Detroit, listen, Ottawa, Detroit, they're both in the Sabres division and they're getting better. So we got to get our Buffalo Sabres team to take a step forward, because there's teams at the top. Tampa is going to take a step back. Boston is taking a step back. Pittsburgh is taking a step back. There's teams that are going to take steps back. But, you know, in the Eastern Conference anyway, Washington's going to take a step back. They're not in the same division, but still. But Ottawa, Detroit, they're taking step forward. Okay, and last but not least, because we got to take a break, there's a feud going on between The Rock and Vin Diesel. It all stems from the Fast and the Furious. I think Vin Diesel may have said before that he basically taught The Rock to act or something to that effect. The Rock is like, you know what, I'm out and I'm not doing any Fast and the Furious movies anymore. Good luck with them. I'm on my own. Who would you be on? What side? This or that? Team Rock or Team Vin Diesel? Petey, who do you got?
Without question, The Rock. I mean, are you kidding me? Vin Diesel's the size of this water glass I have here. Yeah. Simple as that. So are you talking like what? In a fight or like
in a court of public opinion, like Vin Diesel or The Rock? Like, I don't think it's
I didn't even know Vin Diesel was still alive. How's that?
Yeah.
The Rock, I think The Rock is a great actor. I love The Rock.
The Rock is fantastic. He was good in Jumanji. I, you know, say what you want. The old Jumanji with Robin Williams was fantastic, but he was really good with Jumanji. So anyway, Rivs, quickly, because you got to take a break.
Totally, it's very simple. The Rock, it's an easy one. He's captivating. He's really interesting to watch. Not only in social media, it just seems like he's done really well for himself. So good for him.
He worked out with PK Subban too one time, so he must love hockey, right? So anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. Last segment this morning. Tonight is the NHL entry draft round one. The Sabres are picking first. We expect some action possibly tonight, tomorrow, as round 2 through 7 go on tomorrow. So yeah, some busy days ahead here with the Buffalo Sabres free agency next week. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's take a quick break here on the Instigators on WGR 550 and MSG.
WGR Sports Radio 550. All sports, all the time. Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
Our old friend recap from the future. We don't have long, Craig. I'm going to let you go first. Try to do it in 20 seconds. Give us your bold prediction for tonight.
Well, bold prediction is Risto is going to Edmonton. I'm going to have Jack Eichel is going to be traded to the Boston Bruins. And that's all I got. Sam Reinhart's going to re-sign with the Buffalo Sabres.
Okay. Marty?
How do I follow that? How do I, like, the guy just hit a grand slam and I'm coming up to bat and I'm like, whatever. Okay, so bold prediction. There will be zero trades in the first round tonight. Zero. That's the bold prediction. Because usually there is some trades, but it will be zero.
And we have 5 seconds left. One Bills live next. Congrats, Maddie. And draft tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Sabres number one pick. Tune in Monday.
WGR Sports Radio 550. All sports, all the time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.